Patterns of Presence, Advent, Day 6, Luke chapter 1, verse 34 and 35. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." As Mary receives what can only be described as a bit of a spiritual bombshell, her first response is the question. God has given her insight into his plan and his purpose. He's told her what he's going to do in her and through her. She's going to be the mother of the Son of God, the mother of the Saviour of the world. The child that she will bring to birth will be the Son of the Most High. He will be great and will bring about an enduring kingdom, and he will rule from an eternal throne. This is big language. These are powerful truths. And these are pretty massive words that are being used. This isn't your everyday kind of greeting. And this is not the kind of news you receive every day. I would imagine that you would be somewhat overwhelmed to be on the receiving end of news like this. So many thoughts would be flying around your head. What? How? Why? The outworking of a message like this is going to have severe implications for Mary. There are so many unknowns regarding the way that all of this is going to unfold and pan out. And as powerful and lovely as this moment might sound when we look on this with our spiritual goggles on, you can imagine that for Mary within this moment, there would have been loads happening internally as this word comes to land within her and as she begins to grasp the gravity of what is now her destiny and her life purpose. And her first reaction is the question. She asks, "How? How will this be, since I am a virgin?" She initially looks at this from a natural perspective. She's struggling to see how this is going to fit within her current life circumstance, how this is going to outwork itself within the shape that her life is taking and with the players who reside within it. So she asks, more than that, she actually questions, "How? How will this work? How will this fit? How on earth is what you're saying to me going to be the case?" And the angel doesn't smirk at her request. He's not angry. He's not upset. Her question doesn't disqualify her from purpose. And I think that's because even within her question is a measure of acceptance. How will this be? She's already accepting that what the angel has said is how it's going to be. She doesn't say, "Absolutely not, no way, this will not be, this can't be." She doesn't put up barriers. If anything, she brings the potential barriers down by seeking understanding and clarity. And she asks, "How will this be? How is this going to unfold in my life? How is this going to outwork itself? How will this fit within the current landscape of life? I don't quite understand." Her question shows not a rejection of what has been said, but a desire to understand it further. Her question is asked, it is spoken into the moment. The query of her heart is voiced, and it receives an answer. Understanding is brought to help Mary steward what God is giving her to carry in her life. And I can't help but wonder if the answer given helps Mary to embrace what is about to happen and the experience that she's about to be brought into. Let's not kid ourselves. While we look on this with our greater understanding of the story and scriptural narrative, Mary doesn't. While we look on this with our cute nativity goggles on and our minds filled with the Christmas card type imagery that we get of this moment that makes it all look serene and perfect, the truth is, this isn't a great situation for Mary. She lives in a culture where they stoned women for adultery. So being pregnant out with wedlock and your fiancé not being the father, the outlook here wasn't great. This was going to cost Mary. This journey was going to be difficult for Mary. It would have been easier if the angel had turned up to her with her family and friends around her and her fiancé in tow, but this revelation is one that she alone receives. She carries this personally and privately, and the journey in front of her in light of this revelation was going to be anything but easy. So she asks, How will this be since I am a virgin? How is this going to unfold? How is this going to fit? How is this going to outwork itself in my life? She asks the question, and the question receives an answer. And the answer doesn't mean that the journey is going to be easy. It doesn't promise that there's going to be no difficulty and no pain and no misunderstanding. But it does bring an understanding to what God is going to do within her. She's able to journey with confidence into the unknown pathway unfolding before her because she holds within her an understanding of what it is that God is doing. The people around her might not get it. Others looking on might not understand it. There's likely to be pain and hurt and rejection and distance encountered by those in her community, even those that she holds dear. But she has an assurance, an understanding that she is able to hold on to within herself. She sought understanding and God gave it to her. She holds on to this word and she holds on to this promise. She gains an answer from heaven that opens up for her an experience in her soul. Because the answer is the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. There must have been times when she faced the criticism, the looks, the comments, the rejection. But in those moments, leaned into the experience and awareness of the Holy Spirit's power in her life. That even though she was facing that stuff, the experience of that presence in line with the word that came from God was the confidence and the reassurance that she needed to keep on going. The promise spoken to her as her framework of understanding and interpretation, the answer to her question that opened up an experience and encounter and brought with it this assurance and confidence that though the world around her didn't understand, she knew heaven was with her. Heaven was on her side. And everything happening around her was overshadowed by the presence of God. Today, pause. What is it that God has called you to carry? Who has He called you to be? What is the life purpose that He is unfolding within your everyday? What's He spoken into the depth of your soul that nobody else knows and nobody really gets but you? Take that revelation and seek to add to it understanding. It's okay to question. It's okay to seek understanding. It's okay to ask, how does this fit? How's this going to unfold? How will this work and sit within the contents of my world? The thing is, when we ask the question, we have to be willing to listen to the answer. And the answer that heaven brings might just open up a whole level of experience that enables you to journey into what He's called you to with an assurance that even though the world around you might not get it, your God is with you and He will bring it to pass. Bring that which you carry into His presence. Talk to Him about it. Seek to add to your awareness of purpose a greater understanding and open up your soul that the Holy Spirit would come upon you and the power of the Most High would overshadow your everything today. Look for Him. Find Him. Find the experience He has for you in your today.
By faith and not by sight. Cast my cares on you, for you care.